Suppose you were angry with a Negro and thought he was trifling and no good. How would you refer to him? Say, that no good.
That's no good. Lazy.
Uh-huh. Would you use any word that would mean specifically that race?
I don't think it would be necessary at all. You just say he's that nigger's lazy or trifling or something.
How do you normally refer to a person that's a member of the race that you and I are?
How would you do what?
Suppose I said, what race is she? You'd say, well, she's a...
white race.
Do you know of any insulting words that members of other races might use to refer to white people?
Well, I think they call us most anything. White trash, I think, is what they use to call us.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully...
mad or angry.
Suppose he was really mad, really angry. What could be worse than that, than mad or angry? Can you think of a word that would mean he was even more than angry?
I think that's about what covered it.
Okay, did you ever hear anyone say riled up?
Riled up. Oh, yeah. But I don't think we would necessarily use that word. I think we'd say he was angry.
Okay, thank you. Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
tired. I can say that most any day.
The school nurse sent... ooh.
I didn't know it was going to take this long. I never was consented to do this because I know I have to have my son-in-law's dinner at a certain time.
Well, do you want me to just wait till you get it up?
Oh, no. We'll try to finish it. How much more have you got?
Not even half an hour.
Not even a half an hour.
Well, maybe 29 minutes if we rush.
Well, hurry, let's hurry and get through with it, because I'd hate for him to have to wait.
Okay. The school nurse sent a little boy home early because he... what? The little boy...
behaved. Uh-huh. Misbehaved.
Now, the nurse sent him home because he...
he was sick.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say he feels sick...
in his stomach.
What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of serenade?
Serenade, yeah.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you'd better behave or
I'll punish you.
Or, see, they try to say that this kind of person will get the child and say, you better behave or I'll get you.
I'll spank you.
Uh-huh. Something like that. Suppose, how would you greet a friend on December 25th?
On the 25th? That's Christmas for you. How would you greet them? Merry Christmas.
And anything else you might say besides Merry Christmas?
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Uh-huh.
I hope you'll have a nice Christmas or something.
Okay. Would you ever say something like Christmas tree?
I don't think if you meet anybody you'd say anything about a Christmas tree.
Treat.
Oh.
Christmas.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever say that?
Christmas gift, yeah.